Penguin Random House Audio presents The Stars Are Fire by Anita Shreve. Read for you by Suzanne Elise Freeman. To my husband, with gratitude and love. Doubt thou the stars are fire, doubt that the sun doth move, doubt truth to be a liar, but never doubt I love. William Shakespeare, Hamlet. What? A spring of no spring. Grace pins Jean's khakis to a line that stretches diagonally over the yellow linoleum of the kitchen. Only heat from the stove will dry the cotton. She holds off on the towels, hoping for a good day tomorrow or the next. On the last beautiful afternoon, over 2 weeks ago, there was wash on the line in every front porch and backyard. With white sheets, undershirts, and rags flapping in the wind, it looked as though an entire town of women had surrendered. Grace glances at her two children as they nap together in the carriage, the one with the big rubber wheels, the dark navy enameled chassis, and the white leather interior and trim. It is her prized possession, a gift from her mother when Claire was born. It takes up half the kitchen and blocks the hallway when not in use. Claire, at 20 months, is a hot sleeper and has soaked the collar of her play suit. Tom, only 5 months old, is an easy baby. Grace sterilizes the glass bottles and rubber nipples in a saucepan on the stove. Her milk was fitful when she had Claire. She didn't even try with Tom.